are muted.
Okay. I'm going to assume we're on the air right now. My name is Lynn Free, and Don, are you there?
I am here, Wynn. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you, Don, and thank you everybody who's all over the country who is who's gotten up this moment to join with us in this special edition of the Don and Wynn Show, where we're going to be doing special meditations through the next hour in honor of the fire of the grid.
And I must say, it really does make me happy to see so many of you out there. Thank you for coming and
now,
adding your power and your energy and your love to this. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, for those people who are listening on DBS, we are simulcast with a conference line, and I've been doing this conference line for over a year now, and they're on mute, but they're actually going to help us hold the energy for this. So let me let them just unmute and have them all say hello to everybody. Hang on a second.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay. Is the conference line on right now? You guys hear me?
Yes, you are.
Yep, we're here.
Hello.
What? Good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, America.
Except this is special, America.
There are 17 participants in the conference.
Okay, we got 17 in the conference.
Yeah, we have actually, there's a lot of people using the same phone, so we probably have 20 people on the conference right now.
Isn't that beautiful?
And let me mute everybody. Just a moment.
All callers are unmuted.
Uh-oh. Ladies and gentlemen, I think his line got cut off, so we're going to wait back here patiently until he phones back, which I'm sure he will. Somehow he must have hit the wrong button. It is early in the morning, folks. Many of you probably haven't had your coffee, but I'm just so glad you're here. I feel your energy, and it's beautiful. I mean, I'm radiating. My face is flush. My body's flush. The energy is like beautiful heat waves. Not heat waves like flushes, but almost like relief flushes. it's strange. So, I feel alive at this moment, and I thank you. In fact, actually, we're going to try to give him a call and see if we can get him. Maybe he doesn't realize that he's off. Hi, I think we lost you. I'm going to put you back on the air with me now. Are you ready?
No, I have to call you because I
okay. We'll be here. We'll leave the light on for you. Okay, my co-host does indeed have to phone us back, so he'll be phoning us back here shortly and joining us. Again, this is a special edition of the Don and Wynn Show. We're really excited to be here. This is what it's all about. It's taken that extra step to say, you know, what's going on is unacceptable, and we're going to make a difference right here, right now. And we're going to add our love to the whole planet, and we're going to get this thing started, jump started. And there's our co-host, Wynn Free. Okay, we got you back.
Okay.
Yes.
Don?
Hello, Wynn.
Conference line, are we all there?
We...
Okay, so we're all together again. Don, do you know how you lost me? Did I do something?
No, when you disconnected, somehow you got lost.
Okay.
And I think there's someone calling in on the call-in line. Shall we Engage.
You know what? I think we should call in the light before we answer the phone, okay?
Okay.
Whoever's calling in, we'll take some call-ins later on.
Okay, I'm going to turn off the call-in ring, so now I'm not going to hear it ring. And we will unmute the ringer when we're ready to take calls. And caller, please forgive us.
Right, because right now...
We have a lot of connections, and there's a lot of you out there. And if it gets too jammed up on one connection, go to the low stream. If it gets too jammed up there, go to station 2 and station 3, and we'll make room for you.
Are we on both stations right now?
No, but we might have to be in a few moments.
Okay. So it is now 4:06 a.m., in West Coast time. And the official fire the grid moment happens at 4:11, I guess from 4:11 to 5:11.
Yeah.
And 4:11 is the moment of probably highest intent. So in a couple of minutes, what we'll do is we'll call in the light, which is blending our energies, and we're going to do calling in of the light a few times during this call. And
please, to our listening audience out there, the beep is a factor of the conference line that we are, that Wynn and many of the people that are going to be here with us today are engaged on the air with. So we are tied into a conference line as well, which holds quite a number of people. So you're going to hear some whistles, bells, noises, so just try to ignore those as best you can, please.
Okay. Actually, I think we can shut off those beeps. Gino?
It's okay.
Yeah, I'll do it now.
Yeah. We were going to... Gino, actually, why don't we wait another couple of minutes in case a couple of people check on? But
right.
we can exclude any more members.
Oh, no, don't do that.
From the conference line?
Yeah, you couldn't mute all that, I guess, huh?
Well, we can't mute it. Even when I mute people...
You can't mute the tone-ins.
I can't mute the tone-in.
I understand.
Unless we exclude more check-ins.
Right.
Okay?
I understand.
So maybe we'll wait till 10 after and do that. Because if people are going to be beeping in all through the show, it divides the energy or the attention.
Yeah.
We told people we were going to cut it off at 10 after, so we can do that.
Excellent.
Okay. So, right now...
Do you feel as good as I do right now? I was telling the audience just before we got you back that I feel great. I mean, I feel like I'm in an area that gives breezy flushes. You know, my skin feels alive. I feel electric. I have a perma smile on. I mean, I feel great.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am so glad, and we hope you all feel great. And for those of you that are feeling less than great, that still have sand in their eyes, maybe between now and the end of the call, we'll all be waking up because the exercise. This is kind of a somber ceremony in one way, because what we're doing is we're going to bring in energy from higher dimensions into what's called the grid of the planet through our bodies to the center of the Earth. That's kind of our ritual that we've been doing in our conference line ever since it started. So we're so glad to be able to do this with not only the group that's on BBS, and not only the group that's on the conference line, but the group around the world that's celebrating this hour and sharing it. And we're going to work with the energy, and many of you who are checking on for the first time may find that you can feel the energy. One of the things about doing this as a group together is that we can actually generate more energy as a group than we can individually.
I agree. We got about a minute, I think.
10 minutes.
About a minute in.
Okay. So we're going to call in the light right now. We'll be doing this for a few times. After we do this, we're going to have a moment of silence. And in that moment, it'll be, you know, maybe a minute of silence. I'd like you all to feel the energy and to send your own peace and love to our planet and to the grids in whatever way you seem feel most comfortable. Father, Mother, God, we ask right now for the presence of the light to surround and protect Don, myself, everyone that's on our telephone conference line, and each of you that's listening over the internet on BBS. There's a flow of energy that starts from the center of our universe that goes to the center of our galaxy, that flows from the center of our galaxy through our solar system, through all the planets, around everything, and into the field of the Earth, and through our bodies, and grounded to the center of the Earth. We see ourselves in that field, in that flow, right now. And right now, each of us, of free-willing volition, can join our energies. We can join our energies even if we're strangers. Wherever you are in the world, I would like to see, first of all, joining your energy, your matrix, your soul matrix, with all those other listeners on BBS, with all those people who are on our conference line, with Don and myself. And now we're going to join our energies with all those people all over our planet who have gotten up to do this participation in Fire the Grid. And now we are going to ask those energies, those group soul energies that have communicated to me and been involved in the history of our planet, we're going to ask their energies, and if you're not familiar with the names are the Elohim group and the Ra group. And if you have positive energy in another dimension that you would like to ask to join us, please do so silently. This is for only energies, intelligences, operating, service to others in the Christ of Light. We like to ask them to join our group energy, this huge conglomerate that's around our entire planet right now, and anchor that. Help us anchor that energy to the grids of the planet and to the center of the Earth. And now we're going to take a minute or so of silence and just focus on this.
Okay. We'll be taking some more breaks of silence throughout the course of the next hour. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to do one of the things we do on our conference line. And when we have this light energy present, of course, it's invisible to most of us. But it's something that you can feel. You can feel the silence. You can feel the space around you. And we who are participating now have moved into a creative zone of our own consciousness. We have this huge energy of the group we've created and the group that have joined us from other dimensions. And that energy is a precursor to the physical world. So we can guide that energy and help heal our universe through our own intentions. And this is a process that we do every night on our telephone conference line. And I've invited two of the people that do that guided meditation to both share that with our listeners tonight. Hopefully. Suzanne, are you on the line?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you. Okay. Why don't you do the light coming into the planet and then turn it over to Gino. Gino, are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay. And then turn it over to Gino, and he'll go around and do the planet. Okay?
All right.
So,
yes.
Suzanne, go ahead.
Thank you. Now let's take a few deep breaths. And let us leave the thoughts of the busy life behind and consider for a moment that we are made of light energy. Let us combine our energy for the highest good of all and for the magnification of love. Let us create one giant wave of light energy. And please join us if you feel the endeavor move you. We call on those beings who inspire, who uplift, who are in service to the one infinite creator, who are in service to others, who are our benefactors and our brothers, to carry our hope for peace, justice, and balance on the wings of intent, to bathe the whole galaxy with our thanksgiving and love. We first turn our attention to the vast body of our solar system, resting within the galaxy. We travel on the solar winds. Since we are light, we are able to hover near the sun. We are able to give and receive love from this fiery portion of the one creator. We feel gratitude for life, for breath, and for consciousness, for the warmth of this great body provides, and the precise and delicate balance it offers. We look out into the silent blackness of space beyond the blue orb that is Earth to open our hearts to receive the love from the galactic center of the Milky Way. What we see is balance. What we see is a reflection of perfect peace and symmetry in the solar system beyond Earth. We embrace the solar system and we seek the same peace, the same balance for the earth as well. Earth's tune has been out of harmony for too long, and we wish to return harmony to this planet. We will, with our giant wave, travel out in rippling motion in all directions so that it travels to every focus point of light. We will open our hearts to receive each new wave of energy as it travels back to us as well. We are givers and receivers of love and energy. We recognize the sacred space around us. We wish to advance the higher awareness of the human species, tempered with compassion, and see ourselves as galactic travelers as well as earthly bodies. We acknowledge the oneness of all humanity and the important times in which we live. Now we have moved to a vantage point where we can observe the Earth hanging in space. Hold this picture in your mind as you have seen it many times. Now imagine all that you would change, and remember that the hue is now we, and that we can make it as harmonious as we will it to be. We ask for the Earth to glow with our combined love and throw the switch on the Earth grids so that they remain lighted. And now I'm going to turn it over to Gino to continue this meditation.
And so we let the purest love come to us now from the divine source, the infinite creator, all that is, to bring through us the most positive energy that we can feel deep within our hearts. And we send it out throughout Earth, through all the oceans. And you can see the oceans glowing in light, in love, in harmony, in gratitude, and in healing, healing love. All the oceans, all the rivers, all the lakes and water sources. We can send this energy out also to all the marine life. The whales, dolphins, turtles, fish, all aquatic animals and plants are radiated with our love, coming out from our hearts. And all our love is combined into one throughout Earth. And we can continue to radiate this love, this gratitude, this respect for Mother Earth throughout all the continents. We can see this light being sent out to North America. We can see the continent glowing in light with the intention of love, gratitude, healing, and respect for Earth flowing into Central America and all the Caribbean islands, down into South America. Africa, Asia, such a vast continent. But we're all connected. We have so much love to give, we can radiate it out throughout Australia, the Arctic and the Antarctica, and all the islands around the world, and all the plants. All the plants in the forest and the rainforest. We can see the plants healing and feeling our love. We can send it out to the plants in the parks and even the plants in our backyards. We continue to send this love so we can unite Earth to one sphere of light and energy, to all the animals in the wild and in captivity, all the endangered species, all the agricultural and farm animals. All the insects and minerals. And any beings, any part of Earth that has felt and moved is now showered with glowing, pure, soft, and peaceful energy. All who have been sick are now healed. You can visualize it in your mind. You can feel health bigger. And all who have been hungry are now fed. And all who have been cold are now comfortable. All who have been alone and afraid are now comforted. All who have been held against their will are now released. All the fears in people's hearts and minds are released. And all of the life on Earth, above and below, are bathed with endless rays of pure love. The love from our hearts and from the infinite Creator. And we're continuously pouring and combining our intentions of love, gratitude, peace, and harmony unto all who inhabit Earth now, for the healing of the planet and all life on Earth. And we see for the most pure loving energy to continuously pour over and through all of life on Earth, for every particle, breath, and energy is now bathed with love and peace and gratitude. And gratitude is the only sensation now that prevails for Mother Earth. And feel that love radiating out from you throughout Earth, and harmony and love is the only energy that prevails for the planet and all living things. And peace is the only sentiment that prevails towards humanity. And you can spread that peace, that sentiment of peace throughout the Earth. And you can visualize or redirect it to areas where most peace is needed, such as in the Middle East and all the conflict areas around the world. That sentiment of peace, that feeling of peace, raises and voids all sentiments of war and conflict. And truth is the only reality that prevails around us. And all fear is gone from our consciousness and from the consciousness of the planetary mind. And let us keep all these emotions of joy and love pouring from our hearts and directed towards the planet and all its inhabitants. Let's keep that thought, that feeling, those intentions for one moment. We can bring this energy of love and gratitude back to our own space. And as we do that, and we radiate our house with this love, we can share it and radiate it out to our family. You can visualize your family members. Light of your love, and you can visualize also your friends glowing in light of love and healing if they might need it. And you can spread out this energy onto your neighbors or pets for healing, for harmony, for peace. And ultimately, you can anchor a column of light through your city, through your town, through your community, so that this feeling of peace and love will remain even after this meditation is done. And all who come in contact will feel this. And so we close this meditation with a feeling of peace, global peace now, a feeling of love, worldly, world love, all are one. All our hearts, all our minds, all our energies connected.
Thank you very much, Gino and Suzanne, for doing that. And as we continue, let all our listeners on BBS know that we are doing these kind of meditations every day of the week over a telephone conference line. And any of you who would like to participate on an ongoing basis, go to the website higher-vision.org and you'll get the information. Also, every Monday at 6:30, we are doing this kind of work on BBS radio. I think it's called the Winfrey Higher Vision Conference Line. So we welcome you to join in, because we are kind of doing our own little fire the grid ceremony, and we've been doing it for over a year. And And I think it's helpful for the planet. I know it is. One of the things that started me into the idea of creating this conference line and these conference line meditations was, for the past 5 years, I've had the unusual circumstance of having communication, verbal communication, with coming through some of the people I've been closely associated with from other dimensions. And I've had the opportunity to have a lot of dialogue with an intelligence that identified itself as the Council of Elohim. And the Council of Elohim describes himself as a group soul composed of millions of individual souls that was part of the original creation of our realm. And they can actually move from their dimension to our dimension. And when they do that, we experience it as light energy. And, of course, I've been honored and lucky enough to not only experience the light energy, but also verbal communication, where I've had the chance to ask many, many questions and receive many answers about what's happening on our planet from a cosmic perspective that would not normally be available to a human. And some of those questions and answers are up on our website. Some of the audios are up on our website. But tonight, we're going to have a direct message from the Elohim to all of you who are listening. As you hear this message verbally, and you feel the energy around you, you may be able to visualize that this voice that's speaking to you is also projecting energy as part of this flow around you. You may be able to sense that they are actually able to pay attention to you in a very personal way while they're talking. And you may be able to make a connection with that energy and have it something that endures and continues in your life outside of this call as an energy that you can draw on for sustenance and support. And on that note, I'm going to pass the mic to my friend Terry, and we'll see if we can get a link to the Elohim.
We greet you now in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. This is truly a momentous moment for the connection between individuals on Earth, life forms on Earth, And for the purposes of this effort, the merging of the Ra group and the Elohim group. In the merging of our two groups, we bring a power to Earth and to the galaxy and further that has not yet been created together. As we come together in oneness, merging also with the angels, Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, we attain a strength that we previously were not able to affect. With the Ra group, we are able and do share space concepts, love with every cell of your body through and through with the Elohim. We are able to bring in intense light and love that we have saved for just this minute. We love each and every one of you and cannot even explain how cherished each one of you are. Many starseeds exist that are yet unawakened on our planet. We are here to serve, to let the starseeds unfold, to become knowledgeable of the love that they have to give and to receive, and that they are not alone, and that this is a huge opportunity for the upgrading of the DNA of each person who is open. The dolphins have the principle of flow. We cannot even explain to you in how many ways the principle of flow is a basis for continued love and light and peace as individuals move into trouble areas and allow themselves to move out of trouble areas and let it all go and to not hold on to the trouble, to allow themselves to know that in spite of trouble that they are loved. And we are all working together. We are all working together to release areas of stuckness, stuck flows, lack of love, anger, and to let it flow, to let the body flow, to let the systems of the body flow, to let the blood flow, to let the liquids flow, the lymph flow, It is the same with Earth. Earth has grids, electric grids, magnetic grids that act as a net over the Earth, as a skin. And as man interfaces with Earth, man can do well to find ways for the energy to continue to flow through these grids. Right now, we as a group interface and through and through merge with the grids of the Earth. Let them know that they are loved, they are doing their job, they are worn in places. Let them know that it is all right. It is all right. All are loved. The principle of flow, to let it move on, to let it pass, and to move into the new. You may have noticed over the last week, the energies have intensified. The energies have intensified around you and with your relationships and with the Earth. This will keep happening. It will become more and more intense as Earth moves into its new home, its new level of energy. Stay with it. Let it flow through you. Move with it. Let the troubles pass by, and you will end up with a flow of love. And you will realize that you are part of all and that you are loved. We love you all, and we are honored by this opportunity to greet you as a merged group and to share with you as brothers and companions and soulmates. Our travels into a new earth that will provide love and sustenance and opportunities for sharing that have never been unfolded before. Us as the Ra group can sustain you from within, and us as the Elohim can bring you love, light, and guidance and healing. We love you so much that it brings tears to the channel's eyes. We, at this point, will hold the energy for you as we move on to the next phase of this hour. Welcome the new energies. They are with you, and let it flow through you and move with the changes, and you will be very pleased. Love, God and all, peace be with you.
All right. Okay. Wynn, that was fabulous.
I'm going to take another couple of minutes of silence.
Oh, Wynn, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
We might have...
Quite just a moment, Don. Just a moment.
Now, I unmuted the line, Phil, folks. Now, Brenda McIntyre, she's... oh, wow, what a lovely lady. You know, she did an interview here not too long ago, and she was going to call in.
Okay.
So hopefully, Brenda, you're out there, McIntyre. We'll call in if she hears it. We have unmuted the call-in line. So, Brenda, McIntyre,
hey,
you call.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
Before we take any call-ins, let's just take... We're going to go to 5:11, okay? 4:11 to 5:11, I think, is the official hour for the fire of the grid. Just let's take 1 minute to let the energies anchor. It just came through.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, and then we will take some call-ins. Okay, this is Wynn Free and Don Newsome on this special edition of the Don and Wynn Show. This is the Fire of the Grid edition, where we have been in support of this great exercise of bringing consciousness together on our planet during this hour. And we also have probably at least 20 people that are on a conference line with us right now. And these people who have been checking into the conference line that I started about a year ago, every day are holding, have learned to hold phenomenal energy, and this is available to all of you to connect with, who feel the energy of this hour and would like to share it on a daily basis. You can go to the website higher-vision.org and get the information on how to participate. Now, we're going to open up the phone lines, but this is not really a time for dialogue and chit-chat. I would like to ask you, those who would want to call and share something, to honor the reverence of this hour and to contribute in your own way, in your own form, whatever blessings you have to share with our listening audience. So, Don, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
So,
okay, we're ready to take calls. Of course, you know the numbers better than I do, I think.
Me? But you're going to announce the numbers.
Well, direct lines, 530-876-3222, and the 800 numbers are up there on the website. And if you're in the U.S. and you want to call toll-free, it's 877-876-5227. And in Canada, it's toll-free, but it's a different number. It's 888-815-9756. So if you want to call us and join us here on the Don and Wynn Show, please do so.
Don, what I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute my conference line.
All right.
And I'm going to let any of the people on the conference line that would like to share their love and their blessings to our listeners to do so. Hang on a second.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay.
All right.
Anyone want to volunteer to share something with the world right now?
Sure. It's Wesley here.
Hi, Wesley.
I wanted to thank Terry for channeling that beautiful message from the Elohim and the Ra. And also, I wanted to share that we're actually preparing for a weekend of flow in the Dolphin School. So that was really a beautiful message for us going into this coming weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Wesley. And I thank Terry,
yeah,
too. I also thank Don for going along with the idea of doing this tonight. We really appreciate that.
Well, absolutely. It was my pleasure, my friend.
Anyone else like to share anything?
This is Robert from Cleveland Heights.
Hi, Robert. Go ahead. Speak up, though.
Oh, okay. How about now?
That's better. Okay. Thank you.
I felt privileged, you know, being a part of this, and especially when Suzanne and Gino were doing the meditation. And even though I'm blind, I could see the light and the energy, you know, in my inner eye. And I felt very blessed to be part of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Don, do you have somebody that's called in that would like to share? Don? Okay.
Yes, I'm going to put a caller on the air right away, Wynn.
Okay,
here we go. Okay, we have a lovely lady here with us today, folks.